So now, Lachie Neale, if he's not the best player in the competition at the moment, boys, he's very close to it. Very good again last night in the win over Port Adelaide. Favourite for the Brownlow medal as it stands. There are lots of rumour and innuendo, Ross, about the circumstances around his departure from the club. How did the Dockers let go a man who has become the number one player in the competition for a first and second round pick? When you compare that to Dylan Hsu, you compare it to Adam Treloar, that's even less than what those clubs got for those players, and he's absolutely thrived at Brisbane. So can you let us know how was it that Lachie Neale asked to leave the Fremantle Dockers?
A pretty pointy start, Brown.
Yeah, that's
it?
Very Lock, pointy start.
The Michael Holding long.
I'm not sure the trade deal. He had a year to go. I think they could have held him, and if they didn't get the deal that Fremantle wanted, they should have and could have held him. So at the end of the day, the list manager at the time would have, in consensus, accepted that deal. So I think there was no doubt there was some monetary issues involved. I'm really close relationship with Lachie Neale. He wrote me a beautiful letter on exit that I've still got at home. And
so it's clearly it wasn't a relationship thing with you. I think that's...
Well, I think a few tried to point it there, but I'd like to think not.
So what was his? What did he explain to you?
Well, you'd have to ask Lachie, but at the end of the day, money counts. And I think he was on a reasonable, but Brisbane come with a top-of-the-tree offer. And I think once you get that in front of you, it's too late when the club then comes back. Even if they would throw some figures around 750, 800, you're still off the mark.
Mm.
But as a club, when they're under your own watch, you'd like to get there earlier with that, I would think, because you're vulnerable. You know, I was hard on Lachie early, but he was a great little player. One of my regrets with Lachie is we started him as sub in the grand final. And we kept Matty De Boer because it was that team dynamic and, you know, all the senior players. And then we went back to our values. Lachie had stuffed up a little bit in the off-season, come back a little bit unfit. And so we went with people that stuck to our values. But in hindsight, I would change that decision because he was great. He came on and affected the game. It's a regret. But I feel like I'm dancing around this a little bit. But he would have had his own motivations. Brisbane sold a good story. Clearly, they were accurate in what they put in front of him. I think monetary-wise, it was a life-changer for him. Could Fremantle get to that level, or did they get to that level too late and he'd made his mind up? And then there might have been a couple of dynamic issues with one or two players, potentially.
And that was the thing that he had fallen out with some. There was some division within the playing ranks. He'd fallen out with some players.
I don't know about division because everyone loved him, but there might have been...
Because he seems like an absolute ripper. So that's
he's
where
a special kid.
That's where the...
Very popular, very special, very focused.
So how was it?
No, who did he fall out with?
Yeah, how was...
I don't know.
Like, how did the popular guy...
Jay-Z, don't dance around it. Ask the questions you want to ask. But you've got names on the end of your lips at the moment.
Well,
but I couldn't tell you. You'd have to ask Lachie when you get him on Triple M.
Yeah.
So, but is it a loss? Yes. So who did... What picks did they get?
It
what
was
did they do with them?
Nine.
What we do with them?
9 and 30, I think. Mm. So one and a half first round picks. When you compare with some of the other premier midfield deals, it's fall short.
9 and 30. Yeah, and he has gone to another level.
Yeah,
but he was always a great ball winner, great mark for his size, kick a goal. But he used to handle a lot, and I think Fagan at the end said to him last year, "We'd like you to kick the ball more." And this year he is kicking it.
6, 19, and 55, and they got back 30.
Yep.
Is what Will is telling me. Hey, just on this discussion point, Jay-Z, it is a nice start. This is why you should be up the order. As a coach, when you lose a really promising player, I know you've got to look forward, Ross, and I understand that. But is there a moment when the club tells you and you think, oh, no, that hurts us?
Well, when it comes, because I think we had Lachie Weller the year before, and he was an early draft pick. We put a lot of time developing him really well, but he got an offer that was exorbitant. And to get pick two for Lachie Weller, I think it's looking okay now. But I remember Lachie rang me and he was a bit upset and he was a Queensland boy and all that and Tassie, Queensland. And he said, I said, Lock, you got to look after yourself. It's a ruthless industry. I get it. We want you. But if the deal's not good for the club, get your head around staying. And he goes, and I said, you know I'll be fine. So again with him, had those conversations. He goes, I just want to know that you'll be fine. And I said, mate, but you know from here it's the best thing for the club. And he was prepared to come back if he had to. But when clubs commit like they did to a Lachie Weller, they should have just handed over pick two in the first 24 hours because we knew that's what it was going to take.
Yep.
And they knew, but it played out to the end. We're giggling. Like pick two was coming because they were all in with Lachie. Don't worry, we'll get him here. When you commit so fully as a club, you just might as well walk up handed over the first day of the rape period rather than go through the charade. Whereas Lockie Neal was a different thing. I was like, for me as a coach, no, nah, I want him. I don't want him to go.
Which is the player that you've lost that year has hurt you the most?
Well, hurt performance-wise, well, clearly Lockie Neal, because you say it's a W&L business. Like, it's 32-all up there now. Like, at the end of the day, you've got to win if you're one of those coaches. So
when the list manager comes to you and says that we're going to okay this deal, what do you say to the
list
manager?
I'll say it's okay for you. List managers love picks. I'll sit there and the under-18 recruiting manager will say, oh, that's good, we get this pick, that's pick. And I said, that's good, but it'll be 3 years before that 45 is helping me and I'll be out the door, but you'll still be in a job. But for where we were in rebuilding, and once the player's disaffected for whatever reason, you've probably got to take the picks. And they had the big picture. So if you go, I think on the back of Weller, they got 2 and 5, or they split the pick and ended up with Brayshaw and Chera. And then, well, whatever it was, you know, and we'll split it again. All of a sudden, a club that's been starved of top 10 picks because they're performing well, get them coming through the door. And you're hoping for Martin and Cochin and Rewalt's, like the King brothers, they're special players, aren't they? Like, you're going to build a club around them.